You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Ruby Frankie and her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt, have both been sentenced to prison for aggravated child abuse. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Maria, each were sentenced to four consecutive terms of 1 to 15 years. That means each term will be served one after another. They both pled guilty back in December, and they both apologized in court before that sentence was handed down. Here's Frankie.
I took from you your mother. How terrifying this must have been for you. I will never stop crying for hurting your tender souls. You are so precious to me. I'm sorry.
And here is Hildebrandt from a much shorter statement.
I am willing to submit to what the state feels would be an appropriate amount of time served to make restitution.
This all started back in August when one of Frankie's children escaped from a window of Hildebrandt's home to ask neighbors for food and water. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Police in Tooele have taken a 9-year-old child into custody after they allegedly shot and killed an adult family member. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Police say this happened just before 7:30 Friday night on Mill Creek Way, not far from West Elementary.
Officers arrived at the scene and observed a 32-year-old male had a gunshot wound to the head.
Tooele Police Corporal Colby Bentley says the man was initially taken to the hospital before later succumbing to his injuries. At this point, police aren't able to share what led up to the shooting, if the child has been charged, or how the two are related. Bentley says this is new territory for much of their department.
The impact felt not just by the family, but the community in general. This is something that's such an outlier that we haven't dealt with before, and I know many in the state of Utah and the nation haven't dealt with before. We're trying to figure out how to cope with it and how to properly investigate it.
We do know that at least one other person was at the home when this happened. The investigation is ongoing. In Tooele, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A woman and her son in West Point were rushed to the hospital after what appears to be a campfire explosion.
That mom is at McKay-D Hospital, also with burns. She's got second and third degree burns on the lower part of her body. The fire department says that boy has third degree burns all over his body.
KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher says investigators are still looking at what might have caused that explosion. Reaction continues to roll in to the announcement that Utah School Board member Natalie Klein will run for re-election. Democratic Representative Angela Romero said last week that Klein had gone too far.
And she said many horrific things about LGBTQ kids, individuals, people of color. But she crossed the line when it came to free speech, when she cyber-bullied a child.
Many people, including the child's parents, have called for Klein to resign. Klein has been censured by both the state school board and the legislature. A demonstration is expected to happen at the Capitol at 4 o'clock by those who believe that censure doesn't go far enough. KSL's top national stories. The fallout over the death of a prominent Putin critic continues today as his family accuses the Russian government of a cover-up. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz is in Kyiv with the latest.
The Russian government standing firm, refusing to turn over Alexei Navalny's body to his family. Navalny's mother posting a video appealing to Putin to return his body to the family. She has been unable to see it. Navalny's widow, Yulia, claiming Russian authorities are trying to disguise the real cause of death.
Investigators told Navalny's family it would take 2 weeks to conduct a chemical analysis. The White House is keeping up its criticism of House Republicans for not approving new funding for Ukraine. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has the latest.
The White House says Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans must act quickly to pass funding for Ukraine. Communications Director Ben LaBolt, in a statement, criticizes House Republicans for going on recess this week, calling it a, quote, early undeserved vacation. Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from the city of Avdiivka due to manpower and munitions shortages. LaBolt says in his statement that Russia saw its most significant gains in nearly a year because, quote, Congress has failed to pass critically needed support. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories KSL is following. The U.S. plans to veto a resolution that would demand an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. During a U.N. Security Council meeting this morning, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, explained their efforts should be focused on the ongoing negotiations brokered by the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt between Israel and Hamas.
Any action this council takes right now should help, not hinder, these sensitive and ongoing negotiations. And we believe that the resolution on the table right now would, in fact, negatively impact those negotiations.
Thomas Greenfield claims this could bring a more durable peace to Gaza if allowed to continue unhindered. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. I thought we were going to begin with emergency traffic. We may still. For whatever reason, crews had all lanes temporarily stopped and blocked eastbound I-80 by Jeremy Ranch. Now it looks like they are starting to let traffic through if you're in Summit County, but you may want to scoot over into the right lanes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather,
KSL presents the story unbiased.
It's a good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Senate Bill 210 is a medical emergency at the Utah legislature. Ophthalmologists and optometrists are not the same. Optometrists don't complete medical school, no hospital internship, and no surgical residency. Ophthalmologists are medical doctors with years of surgical training on real patients. Now, optometrists want to perform surgery using lasers on the only eyes you'll ever have. Optometrists are not medical doctors, yet they want Senate Bill 210 to suddenly make them surgeons. Does that make sense to you? Your state senator can help stop this nonsense by voting no. It takes years of training to make a surgeon. No bill can ever change that. Tell your senator to keep Utah eyes safe. Vote no on Senate Bill 210.
Paid for by the Utah Ophthalmology Society.
If you've ever experienced running out of hot water before your shower was done, or hard water spots on dishes and fixtures, I've got a deal you might be interested in. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you probably already know that a tankless water heater and a water softener solve both issues. If you've ever thought about looking into getting a tankless water heater, here's the deal I was talking about. Through the end of February, we're including a free water softener with every new tankless water heater we install. The best part of this deal might be that you never have to worry about being the last one to the shower again, or that you don't have to waste the money keeping 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24/7. To take advantage of this deal, call Any Hour Services before the end of February. The visit's free and there's no obligation to buy. If you decide to have us install a new tankless water heater, we'll throw in the water softener for free. That's right, a free water softener when you purchase a tankless water heater. Pick up the phone and call Any Hour Services right now for all the details. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, YouTuber Ruby Frankie and her business partner Jody Hildebrandt have both been sentenced to 1 to 15 years in prison for each of their four counts of aggravated child abuse. KSL News Time, 12:08. People with solar panels could end up getting more money for the extra power they contribute to the grid if a Utah bill passes the state legislature. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
Right now, Rocky Mountain Power charges about 11 cents per kilowatt hour for electricity, but only pays about 5 cents for it from solar customers who generate extra power. This new bill will make Rocky Mountain Power credit these net metering customers for 84% of what the company charges. The bill sponsor, Senator Wayne Harper, says this will incentivize people to use solar and it'll help the middle class.
40% of the households in Utah with rooftop solar have a household income of between $50,000 to $100,000.
Meantime, opponents of the bill say this will make it hard for Rocky Mountain to pay for its operating costs. The bill is waiting to be heard on the Senate floor. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
A new House bill could increase Utahns' access to eye surgeries, but the move is controversial. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit reports.
The bill would allow optometrists to perform procedures normally reserved for ophthalmologists. Now, both professions are trained here, but ophthalmologists know what to do if things go wrong. So far, these doctors are not the biggest fans of the bill.
The state Senate may hold a vote for the bill as early as next week. The construction of the Hale Center Theater in Pleasant Grove is seeing some progress. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The former Orem Theater is making its move after 33 years. The Ruth and Nathan Hale Theater had the final steel beam put into place, signifying the completion of the main structure. It will be more than double the size with 670 seats, as well as a second performing space. We'll also have an education wing for the Ruth Academy for the Performing Arts. It's about halfway done and should be completed in January of next year. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky Meese, what's going on? You said you might have an emergency traffic situation.
Yeah, well, not emergency traffic, but definitely seeing backups. A KSL traffic trooper saying what I couldn't see in the traffic camera is saying it looks like it might be pothole repair work right in the middle of I-80. Now, this is eastbound I-80 near Jeremy Ranch, and it looks like they're blocking off at least a left lane of traffic, maybe more. So if you have to travel from Parley Summit over towards Kimball Junction in that stretch, first, you need to expect some backups, and you need to scoot over into the right lanes of travel until crews have the road completely repaired. Salt Lake County freeways all clear. Still some wet roads in some areas, but we're in the process of drying up. You may see some snowfall in higher elevations. Common Spirit hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advanced health care in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
An atmospheric river moving in from California will provide more valley rain today and mountain snow will take it. High of 50 this afternoon. Overnight, rain showers 37. Tomorrow, 48. Rain again. Second half of the day should taper off. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 45 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's new news, there is a considerable risk of avalanches in areas throughout the state. We'll talk to the Utah Avalanche Center live about the danger. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The life of a small business owner, keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PI, or go to PIinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PI Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary, subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
When's the best time to plant a tree? It was 20 years ago. When's the second best time to plant a tree? It's now. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I remember years ago being sent home from elementary school with a small tree in a styrofoam cup. I know some of you can relate. If that was planted, it's now bigger than you are. Your finances are the same way. The best time to get started, or the best time to get a second opinion, is now. And with time and patience, imagine how big your financial tree could be. 20 years ago, if you invested $1,000 in Apple stock, it could be worth over $500,000 today. That is a big tree. Do that for you, and do that for someone you love. Call Trajan Wealth today and help us help you plant that financial tree. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police in Tooele have arrested a 9-year-old child for allegedly shooting and killing an adult relative. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt have both been sentenced to 1 to 15 years for each count of aggravated child abuse. They were arrested last year after Frankie's son ran to a neighbor's house asking for food and water. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A KSL traffic trooper saying there is a crash on Redwood Road and Pony Express in Saratoga, and it's affecting northbound lanes of travel on Redwood. Also, delays eastbound to I-80 near Jeremy Ranch due what could be emergency pothole repair on the freeway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More rain today and tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In her home state of South Carolina, Nikki Haley says despite calls for her to drop out of the GOP presidential race, she's not bowing out or, quote, kissing the ring of former President Trump, who leads in the polls.
I refuse to quit. South Carolina will vote on Saturday. But on Sunday, I'll still be running for president. I'm not going anywhere.
Haley says she's pressing forward to March and the Super Tuesday races across the nation. At a UN Security Council meeting, the U.S. has vetoed an Arab-backed resolution for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the resolution would negatively impact efforts for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire and hostage release deal.
While numerous parties engage in sensitive negotiations, this is not the time for this resolution, which jeopardizes these efforts.
Reports that the UN World Food Program has suspended critical food amid chaos in northern Gaza due to the fierce fighting between Israel and Hamas. The White House says it is aware of reports by Russian intelligence that a U.S.-Russian dual national has been taken into custody. Russian state media says the woman is charged with treason and supporting Ukraine. A college student in Colorado expected to make his first court appearance after being arrested in connection with the murders of two people in a dorm last week.
25-year-old University of Colorado, Colorado Springs student Nicholas Jordan is due in court this afternoon on two counts of murder. What led to the shooting in a dorm last week is not yet clear. 24-year-old student Sam Knopp and 26-year-old Celie Montgomery, who did not attend the school, were killed. The police chief in Colorado Springs telling ABC News it was an isolated murder and the public was not in danger.
ABC's Alex Stone. In California, torrential rain slamming much of the state with flood alerts in effect. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. All of the new snow and strong winds in the mountains are making avalanches a considerable risk. There were a number of them over the weekend, creating close calls on those for those on the slopes. Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Dave Kelly joins me live to talk about it. Dave, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So what are some of the areas at most risk? Dave, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, sorry, that cut out.
Okay, sorry, Dave. Go ahead. Tell me what are some of the areas where there's the most risk.
Yeah, so what we're finding is that the areas of highest avalanche danger right now are going to be the highest alpine terrain, which is up above the tree line throughout most of the central Wasatch area. And that avalanche danger is considerable. Those upper elevations for wind-drifted snow avalanches. And then we're also seeing a higher risk avalanche area on the southern, the eastern, and the western aspects, where we have a thin layer of facets associated with a crust that's buried down now under about 2.5 feet of snow.
Yeah, so yeah, maybe describe a little bit more some of those factors that are contributing to the danger.
Yeah, so what we had was we had some cold, clear weather right before Valentine's Day, and that light, dry snow that came in at Valentine's Day capped those very weak, sugary,
grains of snow. And so what we have is weak, sugary snow, and now we've put a very heavy cream cheese-like frosting over the top of it. And then you tip that up at a higher slope angle, and we're starting to see avalanches triggered on that layer. This weekend was particularly busy, where we had 5 to 7 avalanches that were human-triggered within the backcountry area. And then since we've started to see more stormy weather in the last 2 days, we've had fewer reports of avalanches in the backcountry.
All right. What is your advice for those who still want to hit the slopes?
Yeah, if people are getting out into the backcountry, we advise that you check out the most up-to-date avalanche forecast at utahavalanchecenter.org. And we have forecasts that extend all the way down in the Moab area mountains, all the way north to the Logan area mountains.
Dave, appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Dave Kelly. KSL News Time, 12:19, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
We have a little bit of residual backup eastbound I-80 between Parley Summit over to Kimball Junction near Jeremy Ranch. But traffic is starting to move again, and they've probably opened all lanes of travel. Not a good camera in the area. We think there was emergency pothole repairs. In the valley, actually, a pretty good drive in progress. A big heads up for those driving on Highway 6 through Spanish Fork Canyon. We have an accident westbound on Highway 6, a couple of miles east of Tucker, and that is going to be near Soldier Summit, where there is weather conditions to deal with as well. Then we have a KSL traffic trooper reporting an accident northbound Redwood Road at Pony Express Parkway in Saratoga Springs. Imagine pop, rock, and jazz hits with the full power of the Utah Symphony. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org/pops. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, another mild atmospheric river moving on in. 50 degrees for a high today with rain likely. 48 tomorrow, we've got another round of showers. Looks like things clear out for Thursday, partly cloudy, 47. Still a slight chance to see a shower, but calling it partly cloudy. Mostly sunny, 51. Here comes the warmer weather Friday. Saturday, 53. 56 on Sunday. Back to the rain showers on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the markets. Markets in negative territory. The NASDAQ feeling the most pain, down by more than 200 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Do you ever feel like getting your supplies for your CPAP is just a huge headache? Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. We'll say goodbye to the hassle and hello to a stress-free life with our CPAP resupply service. Signing up is a breeze. Just place a call, choose your products, and leave the insurance billing and shipping to us. Our discreet packaging prioritizes your privacy, and we always ensure an on-time delivery. No more trips to the store or worrying about running out of important supplies. We get how crucial your CPAP therapy is, so don't let the stress of keeping up with it affect your sleep and health. Join Alpine Resupply today and enjoy a tranquil night's sleep with all your CPAP essentials. Visit us at alpinehomemedical.com. Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
How much is your health worth? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I thought about it a few years ago before I lost the weight with Soda Weight Loss. And I thought, man, if I just lose some weight, that would help with so many other things. Because my doctor had talked to me about how instead of taking a pill for cholesterol and everything else, why not try to lose weight? Well, I did. I finally did with Soda Weight Loss. They made it easy to lose weight and to address my health issues. I feel so much better. I feel healthier. And I can do so much more. And I'm not the only one. Here, for example, this is John.
Well, my diabetes A1C was 5.896 And when I went back, I was at 4.9. Joint mobility is so much better.
There is no part of your health that's not going to improve when you lose weight. Soda will get you there. And here's the best part. Keep you there for the rest of your life.
Go to sodaweightloss.com. That's SOTAweightloss.com. Soda is state of the art.
Camping season is finally here, and it's time to start an adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Whether you're looking for a motorhome, fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, or folding trailer, Motorsportsland has hundreds of options to choose from. Last week, we kicked off the RV season with the Utah Spring RV Show. If you didn't make it or just couldn't find the right RV for you, Motorsportsland invites you to any of our three locations in Mill Creek, Salt Lake City, or Spanish Fork to see a huge selection of premium RVs, all at show pricing through this week only. We've also got an incredible selection of pre-owned and clearance price models to choose from. When you buy from Motorsportsland, you support a local, family-owned business and get a hassle-free buying experience without the hidden fees and high-pressure tactics of the national RV chains. Find your next adventure at Motorsportsland. Then let us help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
KSL News Time 1225. Most travelers hate them, and now they are going up. We're talking about baggage fees.
Baggage fees are an annoyance for those who have to pay them, and they're getting more expensive. American Airlines announcing it will cost $40 to check a first bag soon, or $35 if you pay online before arriving at the airport. Alaska Airlines and JetBlue also recently increased checked baggage fees. The airlines are doing it to offset high fuel and labor costs. Also, American Airlines announcing most customers will have to buy their tickets directly from the airline now if they want to earn frequent flyer miles. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Watching Utah's money, salaries in the U.S. are increasing. National average salary sits at $59,000. The highest earners are between the ages of 35 and 44. They make 13% more than the national average. Walmart sales are rising as inflation starts to cool. Sales rose 4% in the last quarter, driven by more customers, not higher prices. Overall revenue grew to $173 billion. Krispy Kreme Donuts is releasing a limited-time chocolate collaboration with Hershey's. The Chocomania collections offer four new donuts between now and March 10th. Shares have increased about 1% since the announcement. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 91 points. It's about a quarter of a percent, starting at 38,537. S&P, it's down by 39 points, and the NASDAQ at this hour down by 219 points. That's more than a full percentage. Some local professors are warning people not to get caught up in the soulmate trap.
The soulmate trap is thinking that there's one perfect person for you to be with, and when you find them, everything will be perfect.
We get into this trap of, I can just find the right person instead of, hey, I need to be the right person. Relationships are made, they're not found. So it takes a lot of time and work and effort on the relationship to make it work.
Dr. David Schramm with Utah State University says their research shows most of us really like about 80% of our partner's traits. He says happy couples focus on that 80% and not the other 20%. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
What does a trip to the grocery store cost these days?
You cannot overlook what groceries are costing us.
Maybe it's a price gouge, I don't know.
Utah lawmakers are working on a bill to shift taxes around and change the taxes on food.
It feels good, it doesn't actually do any good.
I think it goes a long way to helping a lot of Utahns.
Does it make a difference? Who wins and who loses? Listen this Thursday, The Food Tax Debate, 9 to noon with David Dejanovic on KSL News Radio.
37,000, 25, 1. These are the three numbers to remember to get the visibility and control you need to make the right business decisions instantly. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and more. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down expenses. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/company. That's netsuite.com/company to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/company.
KSL and the movie show will be at My Hearing Centers this Friday, 10 to 1. My Hearing Centers changes lives through better hearing. Visit myhearingcenters.com. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Valley Freeway traffic actually in good shape. We have had a KSL traffic trooper reporting an accident northbound Redwood Road at Pony Express Parkway in Saratoga Springs, but another one texting in, no crash there. So hopefully that's been cleaned up. We do have the accident in Utah County. This is westbound Highway 6 near Soldier Summit in the canyon. It looks like that may be out of traffic. Not seeing huge delays, but there's also weather to deal with traveling that stretch. Cypress checking account members enjoy discounted rates on auto and RV loans, free access to their credit scores and reports, and a suite of other products and perks. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain showers in the forecast for today, high of 50 degrees. Overnight, we're going to go 37 with a chance for showers. And then tomorrow, looks like the first half of the day, best chance for rain, then clearing, high of 48. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Bit of sunshine now in downtown Salt Lake City, 46 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. KSL's top story this hour. Salt Lake City business community is urging Utah legislators to back Governor Spencer Cox's plan for the state's homeless crisis. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera reports.
The Salt Lake Chamber hosted the meeting alongside leadership from local businesses. Derek Miller with the Chamber recognized what they believe has made a difference this season.
This improvement is thanks in part to the 600 temporary winter shelter beds and increased enforcement of no camping laws.
Homeless coordinator Wayne Niederhauser reminded the room that plan is only temporary through April, unless that budget, which includes more hours for law enforcement, behavioral health services, and a permanent facility, is approved.
What we need is a facility that we can run year-round, that people can stay in it until they get back on their feet.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Lawmakers want to give police more access to security footage. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
This bill provides guidelines on when, where, how, and which surveillance cameras police can use to track somebody without a warrant. As of right now, there are little to no guidelines. This bill gives police access to footage in airports, correctional facilities, law enforcement facilities, schools, courthouses, and critical infrastructure buildings like utilities. There are other exceptions as well, like a situation with a high-risk attack that would affect multiple people.
It also adds an accountability factor. Police will be required to log and audit their usage. Getting a candidate or initiative on the ballot could be getting easier if a new bill is signed into law. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston reports.
Utah got sued last month after independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he had only a week to gather thousands of signatures and appear on the Utah ballot. State Senator Todd Weiler says another rule that's unconstitutional here requires anyone gathering signatures to be from Utah. So Weiler is proposing a bill to fix both issues by pushing back the filing deadline for an unaffiliated candidate from January to June and lifting the residency requirement from people who gather signatures.
The bill now awaits the governor's signature. Another candidate is announcing their campaign to replace Senator Mitt Romney. Co-founder of Moxie Pest Control, Jason Waltman, is running as a Republican candidate. His campaign says he isn't a politician, he's a businessman, and that will shake up the field in a way that it needs. KSL's top national stories this hour. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she doesn't fear Donald Trump and won't be exiting the race if she loses her home state primary on Saturday.
Speaking in Greenville in her native South Carolina, Nikki Haley says she'll stay in the race until the last person votes.
I'm not going anywhere.
Haley says Americans aren't exactly clamoring for the GOP nomination to be quickly sewn up.
If I weren't in the race, we'd be reading the exact same storyline every day until November 5th.
Haley compares herself to David in a battle against Goliath. Polls certainly do point to a formidable lead for Trump. In South Carolina, the 538 average has him up more than 30 points. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories KSL is following. A historic ruling overnight from the Alabama Supreme Court could impact the future of in vitro fertilization in the state. The court ruled frozen embryos qualify as people under its state law, and anyone who destroys them is left facing possible wrongful death lawsuits.
We're concerned that this ruling has far-reaching consequences
for what we feel is safe to freeze and safe to discard.
For patients and doctors like Dr. Mamie McLean from Alabama Fertility, the ruling is incomplete and confusing, leaving many wondering what the guidelines are for IVF clinics, staff, and patients moving forward. The first federal trial over a hate crime based on gender identity is set to begin today in South Carolina.
Federal prosecutors allege that in August 2019, Dakwa Lameek Ritter coaxed a black transgender woman, anonymously referred to as Dime Doe in court documents, into driving to a sparsely populated county in South Carolina, where they say he shot her three times in the head. Prosecutors allege Ritter's friends and girlfriend found out about his sexual relationship with the woman and that the revelation motivated the killing. His defense says there's no physical evidence pointing to Ritter as the killer, and his links to the woman's car are explained through their intimate relationship. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Another atmospheric river is bringing valley rain and mountain snow, and it's going to last for two straight days. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex DeSmet says we'll continue to see showers today and tomorrow before it eventually tapers off on Thursday.
A general range of 6 to 12 inches of snow in the central and southern mountains, and 10 to 20 inches in the northern mountains, in particular the upper cottonwoods.
DeSmet says we'll get a couple of days off, and then another storm is lining up for Monday. All of the rain across the West Coast is leading to a rare sight. The lake at Badwater Basin in Death Valley is at its peak. Instead of drying up, it's about 2 feet deep, 7 miles long. That's enough water to see it from space. The latest storm should add to it, possibly creating a new record. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
It's looking pretty good out on the valley freeways. Now, you may still see some wet roads in the valley. Higher elevations may have some snow, but I-15 is delay-free and looking good both directions between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
Going to a Jazz game is more fun together. Host an unforgettable night at Delta Center with colleagues, friends, families, whoever. Group tickets are the best way to get everyone together to cheer on the Jazz. Pick from a variety of options for seating, dining, and game day experiences. Start planning your big night at the game by calling 801-355-DUNK, emailing groupsales at utahjazz.com, or simply visiting utahjazz.com/tickets.
The sound of a healthy, growing brain being protected. How so, you ask? Well, every time a bell rings, a parent has just talked to their kids about underage marijuana misuse and how it can harm a healthy, growing brain. Repeated misuse can lead to higher dropout rates, anxiety, memory loss, and more. So here's to healthy brains, honest conversations, and rules against underage marijuana misuse. Want us to ring the bell for you? Talk to your kids tonight. Get the facts at graymattersutah.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, Tulip police say they have arrested a 9-year-old for allegedly shooting and killing a 32-year-old family member. There's no word on what charges could be filed. KSL News Time, 12:37. A bill that would enlarge the state's Housing Affordability Commission has been put on hold. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
The commission advises state lawmakers how to address home affordability, and the bill would add two more positions to the group. The reasoning is to represent renters, but those who oppose the bill say adding more people is not the right course.
The bill can still be reconsidered before the end of next week's session. Youth ages 17 and younger might not have to pay income taxes in Utah in the future. House Bill 510, which eliminates the tax, passed through a House committee today. It could have an impact. It could impact more than $1.7 million per year. Representative Kira Berkland sponsored the bill after hearing high school students complain that the tax amounted to taxation without representation. more students are getting dropped off or driving themselves to school rather than taking a school bus. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris has details.
53% of K-12 kids attending public school are taking their car to school or being dropped off by parents, compared to only 33% taking a school bus. This according to data from the Federal Highway Administration. The number of students who walk or ride a bike to school is significantly lower at about 11%. The data shows that here in Utah, only about 28% of K-12 students used a bus consistently last year. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
Some commuters believe they are experiencing more delays using public transportation and wonder if taking tracks is worth their time. The executive director for UTA, Jay Fox, says they actually have a good on-time record.
90% of the time, we're on time. The hard side for customers is, you know, when that 10% hits, you know, it could create delays.
Fox says even people who drive will experience regular rush hour delays getting to or from work. However, UTA is working to upgrade their older tracks trains and add more stations to help alleviate their occasional delays. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Any trouble spots, Ricky?
Right now, we've cleared out, and it's been kind of quiet on all of the freeways here in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah County. So we're actually in pretty good shape there. Earlier problems are pretty much resolved, and we're seeing good speeds on the freeways and a problem-free drive on our main secondaries. Again, lower elevations, roads are in the process of drying out. The higher up you go in elevations, you could run into some wet road conditions or even snowy driving weather. So just be prepared for that. Save up to 20 cents off per gallon using Sinclair's DinoPay app. Find a Sinclair station, store amenities, purchase history, and enjoy a simple, secure way to pay for fuel. Download the free app today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're looking at a mild high of 50 degrees today, but rain showers likely, especially as the day progresses. Overnight, we've got rain showers, 37 the low. Tomorrow, 48, rain likely, then clearing into the afternoon and evening. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, a YouTuber and her business partner are going to prison for aggravated child abuse. We will speak with a legal analyst to break down today's sentencing. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Grab your family and some gear and head to the 2024 Skijoring the Bear exhibition in Garden City on Friday, February 23rd. Bring your skis and join the race or attend as a spectator to watch horses pull skiers through a course with jumps. Race divisions include open, novice, and rookie with buckles and cash prizes for the division winners. Everyone can enjoy food trucks, vendors, and more. Skijoring the Bear in Garden City, just west of Heritage Park. Helmets are required for skijoring, and you need to bring your own skis. Kids 10 to 12 are free. Great lodging deals can be found at bearlake.org. Attend this exhibition event on Friday, February 23rd to see or experience the excitement of skijoring. Visit skijoringthebear.com for more information. skijoringthebear.com.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee. People thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer, and they start at only $29 a month. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com.
Here's to seeing you soon, skeptical.
Imagine if you could track your credit score anytime without impacting your score. Or imagine if you could know before you apply for a loan how it might affect your credit score.
Well, you don't have to imagine it anymore because our friends at Utah Community Credit Union have done that. It's called the UCCU Credit Score Toolbox, and it's right on board their app.
You can take the building of your credit score into your own hands. All the things that you can do right there on the app, like, you know, you can correct errors to your credit report right there and improve your credit score.
Well, they told us recently you can even simulate what will happen if you pay off a credit card or apply for a loan, how that might affect your credit score. I've never heard of anything like it.
Plus, you get a free monthly credit report that includes all the information that you'd find on your credit file.
The third tool in your credit arsenal is credit monitoring, and UCCU makes it happen. There's no new apps to download. The Credit Score Toolbox is right inside the UCCU mobile banking app.
Available now for free. UCCU, love where you bank.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
YouTuber Ruby Frankie and her business partner Jody Hildebrandt are both sentenced to serve four consecutive prison sentences of 1 to 15 years. They both pled guilty to aggravated child abuse last year. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, a 9-year-old is under arrest after Tooele police say they shot and killed a 32-year-old family member. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Looking good on all of your valley freeways. Our main secondaries also in good shape. No reports of problems on your downtown city streets if you're out and about to grab a bite to eat. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another round of wet weather today with a high of 50. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 46 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national story.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Pittsburgh, Vice President Kamala Harris delivered remarks on the public health crisis over clean water. Harris announced nearly $6 billion in additional funding for clean water infrastructure projects to replace lead pipes in cities across the country.
Lead is a poison. It stunts growth. It causes damage to the brain. It affects a child's ability to learn.
The additional money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law and brings the total clean water funding announced to $22 billion. President Biden will be in California later today to attend a campaign reception in Los Angeles. Severe weather alerts, including flood watches, remain in effect for much of Southern California due to back-to-back storms. Two of the nation's largest lenders and credit issuers announcing a merger deal worth $35 billion. Capital One making a move to buy Discover Financial Services. Federal regulators, though, still need to approve the deal. This is ABC News.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation, ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through March 21st, new customers can get started with 1.2 gigabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. And Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. YouTuber Ruby Frankie and her business partner Jody Hildebrandt have both been sentenced to prison for aggravated child abuse. The two were arrested last year after Frankie's son escaped to a neighbor's house in Ivins for help. KSL News Radio legal analyst Greg Skordas joins me now live to break down the ruling. And first of all, Greg, are you surprised at the length of their sentences?
I mean, maybe a little bit, Maria. I knew that the judge would send them to prison, and I felt like he would probably run at least one or two of the counts consecutively, that is, one after the other. But he ran all four consecutive. In other words, he gave the harshest penalty he possibly could have under the law.
Is it surprising that they both received the exact same sentence?
You know, it's surprising to me that they both received the exact same plea bargain, because I thought that the state was probably going to push the case against Hildebrandt harder than they would against Frankie.
However, once Frankie pled guilty to 4 second-degree felonies, there wasn't much else to do. I mean, Hildebrand was only charged with 6, and they probably weren't going to get her to plead to all 6 of them. So they got them to both plead to 4 out of the 6, and then the judge ran them consecutively. So I think the Board of Pardons, I'm kind of dancing around your question a little bit, I think the Board of Pardons will probably treat Hildebrand a little more harshly and keep her a little bit longer because she was more of the mastermind behind all of this.
Right. They were quite different in court today. Frankie seemed very remorseful during the sentencing. Do you think that is going to impact what the parole board does?
Absolutely. I think that that a person's got to fall on their sword. They've got to accept responsibility. They've got to repent. And that will help them with the board. I thought it may have helped her a little bit with the judge, but it didn't. I mean, he still gave the maximum sentence. But yeah, once these two women get out to the prison, the only thing they can do to shorten their time is to accept responsibility, acknowledge the wrongfulness of their conduct, take advantage of any classes or counseling or therapy that they can do, and make the most of their prison time.
Help us out with how much time they may actually spend in prison. I mean, the sentence is pretty vague, between 4 and 60 years. How much time are they going to spend behind bars?
Well, so I ran the guidelines in anticipation of this, Maria, and both of them come out on a guideline range of, and this might seem a little bit easy, I guess, lax, but their guideline range is about 39 to 40 months, which is under even the 4 years. So the Board of Pardons doesn't have to give them any time. They're eligible for parole almost immediately. But my reading of their guidelines is about 39 to 40 months. Now, these two are much more aggravated cases than most, and they try to be objective with these guidelines and treat everyone the same. They're probably not going to be treated the same. They'll probably do a little more than the 39 or 40 months.
All right, Greg, thank you so much for being with me.
You bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL News Radio's legal analyst, Greg Skordas. Let's get you up to date now on The Drive. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
It's pretty quiet now. If you're traveling I-15, 215, I-80, and the 201, no real delays or other problems. It's been a little busy on the 201 near Redwood Road, but again, we haven't had any kind of serious issues. If you are traveling the higher elevations, now you may see some wet road surfaces, even some snow flurries, especially along Highway 6 in parts of Spanish Fork Canyon, but overall, it's kind of quiet on your noontime drive. Attention, pet parents. Tired of being a doorman for your furry friends? Say hello to Pet Door Products, your ticket to convenience and freedom. Their pet doors are energy efficient, weatherproof, and secure. Visit PetDoorProducts.com or call 801-973-8000. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, high of 50 today, but the rain will accompany us into the afternoon. 48 tomorrow, first half of the day looks rainy. 47, partly cloudy on Thursday. Friday, 51, mostly sunny. It's mid-50s for the weekend, folks. Saturday, 53, partly cloudy. Sun and clouds on Sunday, 56. Another storm set to move in on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy and 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. A lot of red in the markets, a lot of negative territory. We'll check your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1252. Well, anytime I'm facing a big challenge like weight loss, I know the first thing I need is a plan. Otherwise, I'm just frustrated and floundering, and that's how I started out the new year. And then I found slcfatloss.com, and they've provided me with just a plan that works. I've gone down a complete dress size in the past 3 weeks with the help of slcfatloss.com. I'm not on some crazy fad diet. It's just a healthy, science-based diet that's made it easy for me to lose up to a pound a day naturally, safely, and effectively. And in just 3 weeks, I mean, I got on the scale today. I've lost 14 pounds. I was so excited. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. It's just an easy eating plan that fits perfectly into my busy schedule. Look your best before summer. go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. This is a great way to jumpstart your weight loss. Many of their clients, they lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two with slcfatloss.com. That's up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370. 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
AnyHour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or a second opinion about replacing it, call AnyHour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 1254. Capital One will pay $35 billion to buy Discover in a deal that could shake up the credit card industry if regulators and shareholders sign off on the merger. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
If these two companies come together, it would create the sixth largest U.S. bank by assets and the largest credit card issuer in the country. So, you know, right now, a lot of people might not realize if you don't have great credit and you carry a balance on your credit card, you actually get lower interest rates at smaller banks. They're about 20.5% now versus about 23% at the larger banks. So again, we're not always sure that they're going to be giving you the best rate out there.
Experts say the merger could eventually mean better rewards programs for both companies. Watching Utah's Money, Weiss security cameras are facing backlash after a recent hack let strangers look into 13,000 people's homes. Users started to question what was going on when they logged onto the app and saw a home that wasn't theirs. The company is taking another look at their security measures. It may be time for the battle between music streaming platforms to end. Apple Music is testing a feature that allows users to import playlists from Spotify. Program is experimenting with something called Song Shift. Now, how do you like your coffee? With braised pork? Starbucks in China is releasing a new Abundant Year savory latte, which combines braised pork flavor sauce with espresso, steamed milk, and a little pork for garnish. Taking a look at your money at this moment, a lot of negative numbers. The Dow down by 38 points. It sits at 38,589. S&P down by 30. The NASDAQ down 177.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.